I'm here tonight to tell the story about my family and I and the long, grueling journey we made from Baltimore County to a slightly further part of Baltimore County. We moved from Parkville to this community called Rogers Forge. You know it. Perfect. Some of my neighbors are here tonight, so they know where this is going. But we moved there for the school system, because even though it is still Baltimore County, it's a higher tax bracket, so it's more resources. And my son has special needs, so we wanted to give him his best shot at life. So we moved right in the middle-ish of winter. It was January 2021. And we got there, and we had neighbors that had kids. It was my son's age, so we were excited about it. And like the first weekend that we were there, there was this big snowstorm. And my son loves snow, right? And so all the neighbors were going out, and they were going sledding. And my son had never been sledding. One, because I don't sled. And when you have a small child, you have to do all of the things that they do. So we just didn't sled. And then two, we never lived in a community that had like big hills and things like that. So if he did go sledding, it would have been right into the street. So they go out, and my son is like, can I go with them? And I'm like, okay, all right, we'll go. So we go over to this huge field that's by the elementary school, and it's like thousands of kids out on their sleds and snowboards and skis and some other stuff. And I was just like, this feels like a movie. Also highly Caucasian. But he wanted to do it, so we stuck it out. And so they let him borrow a sled. And so he's going down the hill. He loses. It's the first time. And I was like, you're embarrassing me. Do better. So he comes up the hill, and he's like, I got it this time. I'm like, all right, go. So he goes. He loses again. He goes a bunch of more times. He loses every time. Spoiler, sorry. But the last time he comes up, and I see like this really determined look on his face. And I look at him and I'm like, hey, what's up? And he's saying something, but I can't hear him. And I'm like, hey, buddy, you gotta speak up. What are you saying? And he was like, I keep losing. And I was like, look, it's fine. It's because you've never been sledding before. You just gotta practice it. And he was like, yeah, yeah. The whites win again. And I was like, true. But no, you're just bad at sledding. I'm sorry, just thinking about it. But shortly after that, another neighbor and I decided to start a pride group in the community, because I'm trans and I'm queer, and I wanted to be that representation in the neighborhood, because it wasn't any of it. And so we got together, and we decided to plan the very first Pride event. And I was so excited about it. I had flyers printed up, and right after I dropped my son off at school on a Monday morning, I got in my car and started to drive around the neighborhood so I could hang my flyers up. And so I stopped at this one corner, and I was getting my tape and my flyers and all of that, and then this car pulled up next to me, and I was like, what's up? And so I got out the car, and she was just like, do you need help? And I was like, nope, I'm good. And she was like, are you sure you don't need help? And I said, no, I live on this block. Why would I need help? And she was like, I think you need help. And actually, it's some officers around the corner, and I'm going to give them your plate so they can come and help you.
Excuse me?
Exactly. And so... No, but yeah, Baltimore County. And so I froze, and I was upset. First, because why? This is my neighborhood. And secondly, because of what I was wearing. I always imagined that if that happened to me, I will be wearing something a little more dramatic. Like a Black Lives Matter shirt. Like a fist or something like that. But I had on a blue button-up, some basketball shorts, and Crocs. And you might have guessed it. Yes, I work from home. It's my work uniform. And not even like my good Crocs. Like the Croc... the Crocs that had the hole at the bottom because I wore them too much. But I was so angry. I couldn't even like think straight. And so I got back in my car. I didn't hang the flyers. I drove to my house. I parked it. And then I decided that I was going to find this woman that stopped me on foot, not in my car, because that makes sense. And I walked all around the neighborhood, and I never found her. Never found her. But it still enraged me. And I went home, and I told my wife, and I was just like, did we make a mistake moving here? I know we did this for our son, but is it worth it? Because I've never been stopped in my life. And we've only been here for a couple weeks. And now everyone's looking at us as if we don't belong here. And she was just like, no, we did this for our son to give him his best shot at life because that's all I want for him. And we will just have to make that sacrifice. And so that's what we did. And I'm glad because he actually got the resources that he needed when he started that school. But that summer, I still decided to do that pride event. Yeah. Even though I got stopped in the neighborhood in my Crocs and dress shirt. And so we put it together. I had zero money, but a ton of ideas. And so we decided to have it at this little playground situation in our neighborhood. It's called the Tot Lot. You know it well, thank you. And we spent our own money and brought little bottles of water and juices and chips and like temporary tattoos and streamers and balloons and all these things to celebrate Pride. And 30 minutes before it was to start, I had this panic, like, what if no one shows up? What if everyone in this neighborhood is just like that woman that stopped me? And no one comes to this thing. But as soon as it hit noon, huge groups of people started coming to the Tot Lot. And it was amazing. I had never seen anything like it in my life, and I was not 100% sure that gay people had lived in my community. But when they got to the Tot Lot and they came to thank me, everyone kept saying, thank you so much. I thought I was the only one. And I was like, I thought I was the only one too. But I'm so glad that I'm not. And that was in 2021, and I've been doing it every year since then. My son is a little older now. He has given up on sledding. And I think that was the good choice for him. But what he does remember is that very first Pride event. And to him, even though he'll be 13 next week, I am the inventor of Pride. Thank you.